Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hi, AD Ho, everyone. My name is Mr. Fruit, and welcome back to the GG Over Easy Podcast, episode 29. Video listeners, see, there's a little bit of a difference today. Audio listeners, you can't really tell, hopefully.
I'm stuck in a box.
But we'll get into that very soon. We also talk tons about TV shows because if you're spending some extra time at home, you got some time to binge some stuff. We have some recommendations aside from my YouTube channel. Feel free to watch that or Rob's Twitch or Blue's Twitch or any of our associated friends' content. Feel free to binge any of that. Yeah, exclamation raffle. But we talk a whole bunch about that stuff, and that's a lot of it. We answer a Patreon question because it turns into a bit of a story time. And all in all, it's a couple of dudes being dudes or a couple of nerds.
Stuck in Germany alone?
We got to make it even more clickbaity and ambiguous.
Oh, okay. Mr. Fruit, naked and afraid?
Mr. Fruit demonetized? They'll be like, naked. Wait. So this is the episode. Bye. Enjoy. Or you mean welcome?
Oh, yeah, hi.
Welcome back to this episode of the podcast, episode 29. Audio listeners will know no discernible difference for the most part. Rob
Maybe,
won't sign.
My kind of sucks.
Yeah, Rob won't sign.
Not
it
as
is
good as the other one.
Crispy. But
oh, come on.
He's here nonetheless. We are throwing it back to Legacy GG Over Easy for reasons I am going to skirt very carefully around because last time we mentioned it, we got demonetized.
Is that really the reason why we got demonetized?
Like I will tell you 100% the reason. Because at the very beginning, when we do our little intro, I go, oh, and we didn't do our da-da-da, da-da-da, and then I say the word. And that's no, why.
No way.
Yeah, because that, I say it.
My that's mom texts me and she's like, why was the video demonetized? And I was like, oh, I don't really know. And she goes, was there not enough content or something? And I was like, no, mom. That's like, not, no, mom, that's not how it
yeah,
works.
Can you imagine someone reviewing it? Like, this sucks. Demonetized.
I was like, mom, that's not how. And she's like, why don't you explain it? And I was like, I don't even know how it works, mom. Like, I don't even know why it got demonetized.
Because
so,
it's.
Okay, so. What do we say? Like
we need a code word. And for those that like don't know what we're talking about, you know that little thing going around that people are worried about, that should be enough for them to be like, oh, okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Oh yeah, I know that. Cocoa Puffs.
The certain alcoholic beverage people get it mixed up for. That
yes.
thing. Okay?
Yes.
That thing, let's call it
Miller Lite. So the Miller Lite just really making a struggle.
Okay, Blue. Better keyword. What is it?
We need
a better one. We don't want to go Miller Lite. I feel like that's
Miller Lite.
I mean, straight up go just like penguins, you know, but we're not it's not
No. I'm not about to associate
penguins.
Yeah,
wearing a penguin, that's, man.
How dare you? You know what? How about we call it the fruit disease? How about that? How you feel about that, buddy, huh?
Yeah, fruit's going around and nobody wants it.
Yeah, the fruit's going around, buddy. Everyone's trying to make sure we don't get the fruit. How you like that, huh?
I was
you don't like
simply
that, you
giving you an example.
Okay, we'll call it okay. trials.
Oh,
no,
that's perfect.
Wait, no.
Why?
I mean, you're kind of
that's
right.
Pretty, that's pretty good.
No, but if we want to talk about, so if we trials. Actually want to talk about trials.
Oh, it's going to get really confusing.
Yeah, they're going to be like, wait, which, what are we talking
I
about?
Honestly, I honestly don't think there's a difference between the two. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Okay, we're going to call it Harambe. How about that?
That's all right, we like
good. The
yeah,
Harambe.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, let him never forget. Yeah. Oh, I saw, speaking of Harambe, both actually, I saw in a thread, someone's like, I am a firm believer in chaos theory. And I think everything that happened is right now is because we killed Harambe.
It's all just coming back around. Yep. Bless is somewhere.
Yeah, Bless is like, I knew it. He's got like the red strings attached. He's like, I knew it. I've been on this the whole time. But yeah, so Harambe, we mentioned it. And so it's demonetized by a manual review, which means someone was reviewing it.
Somebody. Yeah,
and he's like,
because you did it right at the beginning.
Yeah, because I was like, there is no way they watched an hour and a half of this.
Yeah,
and because it comes within like the first minute, so it's really easy. They're just like, oh, cool. Okay. Bop. Because yeah. I think we've said it by name before, but it was just so far into it.
Yeah. And everybody was like, stupid.
Well, no, people have been like, getting demonetized for months. It's just we.
Oh, really? Oh, that's. Yeah. We just got gat.
Yeah.
Just got caught.
Oh. Let me. You look like a potato. Let me see if I can make you pretty.
Am I ugly? See, dude, this is what I was worried about. He's like, hey, I'm going to like not like do anything and nobody can come over anymore. So we have to do it like over webcam. I was like, great. Now I'm just going to look like a freaking potato.
What?
But check
your settings.
Check
your quality.
Discord?
Yeah, check like your, maybe like your
user
upload quality
settings?
Or something. I don't know.
I don't know. It just says Logitech, whatever, man. I mean, come on. We're ballers on a budget. Come on.
Okay, fine. If people want to complain.
Hey, I said worst case scenario, you can like just put a drawing over me. You guys are both good artists. Hey, I drew blue for the podcast, okay, at one point.
Look,
that took
here.
A lot of time and effort.
Let's
so
just
maybe you
blame
have to
Harambe
go back
and move on, okay? It's Harambe's fault. It okay. honestly looks like, you know that clip? Where the dude's like trying to talk really serious in his office, and then his daughter comes through the door, like, hoop, ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop. You know that one?
No.
What? No. You've seen
that
clip. It was a couple of years ago. He was like, he was doing like a at home call on like Fox News or CNN or whatever, and they were interviewing him.
Oh, yeah.
And then his like wife comes in and like, like grabs it, like runs out. It kind of looks like that in your quality. And I'm getting the vibes from that.
Just
it's
trash.
Not bad. You just don't move. Just
okay. I'll have to like pull
as you move a lot. Okay. Oh, we're getting a.
Okay. All right, what? This
just,
is like,
just stay like that.
My legs are off the floor, so now I am able to like just kind of chill out. But I look like a gamer.
You do. So anyway, yeah, we have to be careful about Harambe, and that is precisely
literally
why,
and figuratively,
that is why. We are currently in the manner that we are in this form back to Legacy.
I mean, not yay, because I prefer going over to your house because that's fun and I get to see you.
I also spend a lot of money on the tavern, so I'm not getting as much use out.
I mean, you're still like in the background, right? Like,
yeah.
Could be and we worse. Have, your background could be your parents' basement.
And we have live footage of Blue still.
Yeah, thank God.
We can't go without having Blue. But I was thinking too, maybe in the future episodes we'll see if at least while we're doing this whole call thing anyway, maybe go back to getting a couple guests for some episodes or something.
Yeah, that'd be kind of sweet. Maybe we maybe you at home could be a guest. Maybe not. Like maybe if you are like Will Smith, like yeah, for sure.
We could do a caller episode like welcome caller number 27.
Oh, sketch.
Well, here's the good news.
That'd be kind of fun.
We wouldn't do it live.
I mean, we'd have to screen them before.
Yeah, we would either screen them or just edit out. Be like, okay, you're one of those guys. Okay, just let it that out. They won't know.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. I mean, we're not live streaming it.
No. If we were live streaming, I'd be like, no, we're not doing that. I ain't looking to get canceled. So. GGEZ will still continue. That's how you know we're here for the long haul. Okay? Just because we're not doing it. We're not quitting. Everybody's like, GGEZ isn't here for a week.
That's a star added, dude. That is a star if I've ever seen one. We earned a new star. We're 11 now. We're 11.
Wait.
Did we go to a?
We've never even been a 10. We jumped.
Oh, I thought we were a 10. Oh,
you can't just go like Super Saiyan 1 to Super Saiyan 3, bro.
I mean, they do in like a season, like in one arc.
I was, rest in peace, at the gym the last day before I self-quarantined myself. Just listening to some Dragon Ball remixes. Oh, man, just getting me so emotional. Like, oh, just like, it's because it's like the dubstep, but then they take audio from like important fights. Or, like, people, well, they'll like, die, and they're like, this is for, like, Goku and Gohan. It's like Piccolo. He's like, you were the first friend I've ever had. Yeah, and, but no, but it's like, yeah, it's right. So you're like, let's get the pump. And it worked. I was almost, like, crying sometimes because I was thinking about it all times. Like whoa, Gohan fighting Cell.
Busted a tear?
Almost, dude. Yeah, he's like, dang. Dad, like, father. Or Vegeta during, like, the Majin Buu fight. He's like, Kakarot. Like,
Virginia.
I'm going to leave you, but just know it's like the first time Vegeta's going to like sacrifice himself for the greater good, finally. And then he's like, just, and then he does his best. And it's like,
side character, by the way. He should be the main character. He's dope.
He's practically, if there's a second main character, it's Vegeta.
Well, it's, of course.
Goku, yeah. And then Vegeta. Should have been Gohan somewhere in there, but that's not important.
They did your boy dirty.
Speaking of anime, though. Rob had a good idea for this episode.
Yeah, because of Harambe,
and people like myself, and soon to probably be more people who are chilling at home, quarantined, self-quarantined, or enforced, whatever it may or may not be, or you're somewhere not in America, and you're currently chilling around. You need something to do. Well, one, go right on over to youtube.com/switcher/mymrfruit
for
all the gaming content you want to watch. But if you don't want to do that, or you've already done that, we're going to talk about some TV shows you can binge in the meantime if you haven't already.
Should we preface the spoilers? Like, are we going to talk spoilers? Like this could be a pretty spoiler like free one, but it'd be kind of hard to try and convince us, because we should convince somebody to watch a show they haven't watched.
Okay.
And then that's what we do.
It should be, we'll talk about shows, but without any spoilers.
Okay.
Because we're going in assuming that whoever's listening to this hasn't heard it yet. Okay. And so we have to convince them to watch it, but without being like, oh, and this is how it ends. Or, oh, but then there's this twist. It's exactly, we just got to be like, yo, maybe there's like something you won't see coming. But we'll keep it as ambiguous as possible.
Okay. I kind of have like several recommendations, and for different kind of hits. You know what I mean? You like for your feels, or if you want like action, that kind of thing. I'm going to be kind of all over the place with mine.
Rob's ready. Blue,
okay.
Do you have some shows in mind?
So what's the criteria here? We're just like some shows that we really enjoyed binging and you should binge, or we're just
I think so. I think something you would fight for, you know what I mean?
And is this like in the past year, like a new current show, or is this just a general show?
I have one and it's about 25 years old.
I think I think almost anything goes, and if you can think of it, or when you mention it, try and look it up and be like, if you do want to watch it, if it's available on a streaming platform, be like, oh, it's available on these. Or if not, be like, you got to rent it. Or
again, let's just preface that my Mr. Fruit content is the best fruit on the, this is the best video content you can get, right?
Of course. Especially during Harambe times.
I'm pulling up my shows now.
But otherwise, we'll talk about shows. We've talked about it so much, so I'm just going to go ahead. Game of Thrones, Torn. Because like, I think
there's nothing to be torn about. That show sucks.
Well, no,
whoa,
I think.
Wait.
I think every season up until the last one is worth it. But then, can I recommend it? Knowing,
did you just finally admit that the last season sucked?
I mean,
I think he has. I think he can finally admit it.
I try to see it half glass full, but it's not the ending that a lot of people wanted. Like, I'm okay with it. It kind of puts the rest of the series in a little bit of a light, or like a different light, where it's like it's just not quite as good. I wasn't super happy with it though, and I'm not happy enough with it to recommend. I don't know if I'm happy enough to recommend it to somebody.
Recommend it?
I wouldn't recommend Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
I would.
You still would?
I would recommend Game. Yes, I would. I would. just past season seven, because season seven is kind of sus in some parts, but eight is just trash. But like the first six seasons, dude, are masterpieces, and they're so good. Like you work out to like Dragon Ball Z and that kind of shit. I would like work out to like Tyrion like saying some stuff in a courtroom. That's all I'm gonna say.
Exactly. Yeah. Very nice. Very good. Very good.
And it's so, and it just like gets me going, dude. And like you get to see the politics of, like, that's what I watched Game of Thrones for. Like, and that's what I feel like season eight kind of was. It was like flashy and cool and that kind of thing. But like in season one through six, it's like political and like backstabby and like. I like this guy, but then like, oh, fuck that guy. But like, it's awesome. So like, that's what I love about it.
I almost feel, I think I've swayed towards the side of probably recommend. Simply nice. One for the fact, too, because all these dope TV shows we got going out now with all these production qualities, we're going to look back and Game of Thrones is going to be one of those series that started it. So yeah, if you think about it, Game of Thrones, one, was like a huge cultural phenomenon, but then it was one of the first shows to show that you can put in a ridiculous amount of money, get an amazing product, and it pays off. Like, you know, almost every episode, I don't even remember, 8 million plus or something. It was getting towards that, like season 7 or 8. But like, just showing people that like movies aren't the only way now, and you can tell a lot of really cool stories, and you don't have to like cut corners or anything.
Yeah.
And you can make it marketable. Even something like the fantasy genre, which like I would say Game of Thrones for the most part is like low fantasy, in a sense that like even the Weiss brothers talked about from the books, they tried to like exclude some of the more mystical, fantastical stuff because they knew some people wouldn't be quite on board or be like soccer moms just not behind it, whatever. That's what their thinking was. So they kept some of the more like magical stuff in there, but some of it they left out. But still, like, a fantasy setting, like, who would have thought that was going to be the thing that really took off?
Well, it's just, like, so big on a scale. Like, if I, like, want my favorite kind of series, like, something I would really want to be made, I don't want it to be made into a movie. I'd rather have, like, Amazon back if, like, 8 episodes or something like that, because you could tell way more with a series.
Well, that's
like,
why
I need to start The Witcher. Like, that is something I need to start. I haven't started to your Witcher. Yet.
Oh, Valley of Plenty. I know that
Blue,
song by heart.
Why wouldn't you recommend Game of Thrones? You think season 7 and 8 is so bad that it ruins everything? Like, by the time you finish it, you're like, fuck this show.
We owe a lot to Game of Thrones, right? All the TV shows we have right now, which are like, have so much production quality, would not exist without Game of Thrones being there to help be like, all right, like, movies, that's tight, but like, TV, that's tight too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Game of Thrones was like so, like the first 4 seasons are some of the best, and will probably always be some of the best TV in the history of television.
Sure.
It's so perfect and masterful. Show kind of started to peter off around 5 and 6.
So you're earlier than me. See, I think 5 and 6 are still dope.
5 and 6 are still really dope. Like, compared to other shows, 5 and 6 are probably still like, it's still like an A-. I like 7. It definitely wasn't written as well.
Yeah, I'm about it.
Now 8. Never before have I seen such a show with such a cultural phenomenon just lose all of that prestige in a matter of a few episodes.
I would point to Lost.
Oh, I don't know if that was before like social media
Oh man,
but I think it would have been just as bad.
Oh man,
yeah, probably.
Game of Thrones season 8 makes Lost look like a masterpiece. All right, let's be honest.
You watched Lost?
I've watched all of Lost.
I've never watched Lost.
And it was a cop-out, right? It was a cop-out, but at least, like...
It was stupid.
At least it was a cop-out. Like, that's stupid. A cop-out is a cop-out. Game of Thrones is just straight up like, hey, let's...
There's one thing of, like, that's not how I thought it would end. And literally nothing I watched just mattered because none of it happened.
Like, see, but at least Lost was... At least Lost ended like that. At least the lead-up was really good. With Game of Thrones... An entire season was just no, you're wrong. No. Season 1 through 4 fucking sucked. No. Season 8 is the best. Season 8 is the fucking best. You guys will love it. And it's like, oh, leave me alone. And then they ruined the best character in all of television,
don't say the character.
Jamie.
Oh, okay. Well,
they ruined him.
Okay, well.
Don't say it. Says it.
Are we not doing spoilers? Because I feel at this point, if you haven't seen Game of Thrones, then that's your fault. Okay.
I mean, Game of Thrones is definitely a little more ambiguous, but
okay. But
how do you ruin that?
Yeah,
it's true. Look, it's very true.
Which is why he needs to be Joel in The Last of Us. Ooh. He needs another shot for people to be like, okay.
So my TLDR is how you. It shows that if your ending is bad, you can totally erase the legacy of what was essentially one of the greatest shows of all time.
100%.
Which after season 8 is Game of Thrones. People don't really talk about it as like, oh, this is one of the greatest shows of all time. Not as often as they used to, because Game of Thrones was like in everyone's list. Like, oh, this is easy.
It was talked about all the time, and within a week, just. Does it? Yeah. Nobody. Everybody's just like,
it was like after like the first couple episodes. Well, it's like only a few episodes.
It's and it's like not going to have that legacy like Breaking Bad. Right? Like where Breaking Bad, like everyone still talks about Breaking Bad. Like, oh, I love Breaking Bad.
I love the ending. That was
or even
so
Avatar.
Bad.
Oh, Avatar. Incredible show. I love that show.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the movie. I was like,
no one is going to be like, people probably still will be, but they kind of killed their legacy in one season.
Yeah.
So yeah, every time you talk about Game of Thrones, like us, you have to be like, Game of Thrones is great, asterisk season 24.
Yeah. As long as we're talking about
it. I would still recommend it, though. I don't think it's that bad to absolutely destroy the show. Because I think there's one, like you said, 1-4 is just that good.
Yeah, and even 5,
I still
6,
love 5.
Some of 7. And then 7 and 8, even though they weren't the strongest, if you just cut to like fight scenes and stuff, those were great. It's just the storytelling. Everything else was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Like, you'd throw it out the window. But, like, watching some of the big battles and stuff he did with, like, the big budgets, that's cool, especially towards the later season. But, I mean, earlier, especially as someone really into, like, medieval fantasy, that kind of stuff, definitely think you should watch it. And the stuff that I still think you can, like, especially if somehow you've avoided like any spoilers in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Like, well done. I don't know how. Yeah.
Hey,
then like some of the twists and turns. Yeah. Some of the twists and turns are still worth it. It's just, it's solid TV.
I think it still has like the best season 1 ending, like of all, like any show ever.
Oh, I remember watching that. Cause I was like, wait a minute. Like this doesn't happen. I was like, wait, so what's the show about? Yeah.
Time out.
What? And unfortunately, that was when season 1 came out, so I didn't have anything else to watch. I was like, what?
Yeah, neither did I. I was already binging it at that point.
So, Game of Thrones, figured we'd had to talk about that one. Oof. But Blue mentioned a very good one that I was going to mention. Avatar
The Last Airbender.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Really, like if you're in, like you would recommend that over, like if you're an anime kind of person, you would recommend that over, like other, like come on.
Well, technically, people don't really put it as anime.
Oh, but it is. Come on.
I mean,
come on.
But I would say animated series. It's probably my favorite.
It's good. I was like a kid, so like you know when like you come home from school, like oh Avatar's on, sure I'll watch this one. So you never like really caught every episode. That's how I was. I was a normie, unlike you guys.
You
I know you guys
boomer.
Are diehards.
What?
Yeah, I know you guys are diehards.
I've rewatched it so many times.
Oh, really?
It has one of the best character arcs in a show.
I know you're talking about
that.
About.
Yeah. I mean, it's not much of a secret. I mean, got some great character arcs. The series doesn't go on for too long. It doesn't drag out.
What? How you many almost, episodes is it?
Only... Not even... 60?
Look it up. You have a computer right in front of
pretty
you.
Pretty sure
right
it's 60. 3 seasons of 20 episodes.
Oh, that's not bad.
And
I thought it was way longer for some reason.
No. And I mean, like, it was so good, though. I was like, I want more. But I mean, it ended really poetically.
Yeah.
It ended well. It all came together. Characters were great. Storytelling was great. Animation. Like, I cannot stress that enough. If you have not seen it, you should do it.
I'm gonna bring up fighting words between you two now, because I think you two differ on this opinion.
Oh no.
What do I pick? Do I pick Avatar The Last Airbender or do I pick Korra? Which
Avatar
one am I
Last
watching?
Airbender.
Ah, crazy. Anyways, here we go. I think you can't watch one without watching the other.
Yeah, you also can't fully understand Korra.
Yeah, without like watching the original.
Yeah, some of the characters and nuances. I mean, they introduce a lot of new characters, but you'll miss a lot of stuff. Or you'll just be like, I don't get it. Or you won't understand the significance of this character showing up or this scene, blah, blah, blah. So it's hard to say.
I still prefer Korra because I think some people look at a lot of Avatar, the original series, through very rose-tinted nostalgia glasses. Because, man, that show was slow sometimes.
How can you say something so controversial yet so brave?
It's really not that controversial to anyone who like looks at it objectively. Like,
who has a brain. He's trying to say.
Avatar's one of the best shows ever. Probably best Western cartoon of all time, right? But show was super slow sometimes. Mm-hmm. I mean, Korra has its faults too, but I feel like the payoff in Korra and a lot of stuff is a lot more... I will say in the original Avatar, I hear fruit, like I could hear like steam coming out of his
that. This ain't it, Chief. This ain't it.
Zuko, no character in either series comes close to Zuko's character arc.
Yeah, no, it's beautiful.
And as much as like Aang is chill, like fuck Aang, like Zuko gang for life.
Destroyed.
But I think so. Korra, I will admit that I think Korra had lower lows though.
Oh, no
like,
doubt. Yeah.
Like, first season of Korra, I think, is the best Avatar there is. Like, that whole first season, that was...
Oh, and the world building? Well, that's what I love.
And in so few episodes, too.
I love Korra so much because the first season does so much world building, and the show never really stops world building. So it just does such a good job of expanding on what you're already... Because you're wondering all these questions, like, what happens to these people? What happens to these kingdoms? And Korra answers all these questions. But then, wow, season two, we don't need to talk about that season.
Yeah, that's fine.
Is it trash?
It's so bad. It's easily the worst Avatar season.
Yeah, it went through a lot of ups and downs.
Tragic.
See, but...
And the problem, I blame Nickelodeon. Nickelodeon's 100%. Kind of the fault here.
Why is that?
It's they gave him so many limitations. Even in the final season, they were like, hey, like, you got to cut an episode. Like, what?
Like, if you've never seen Korra, look at... Watch an episode of like season one,
yeah,
and you'll see the animation, the art, the love that's put into that. And then watch one from like season three or season four. It's like a different show.
No, he's way over exaggerating. No, you cannot. I will admit that they have
so less
slower
budget.
Sections. That's trash.
That is trash.
It's very overblown.
Maybe somebody's looking at Korra with rose-tinted glasses, Blue.
All right, you're being facetious.
Like, look at that. Like, look at that. I put it
That's not fair because you look at... You're comparing, like, different frames. This is, like, the issue with that Dragon Ball Super had. Dragon Ball Super, yes, has moments...
Super's animation's pretty bad, yeah.
Oh, at some points. And when it first started, it was terrible. Yeah, it was bad.
But no, the first season, yeah, had great animation, and obviously their budget got lower and lower, but they never compromise, because at slow points, it's character points, yeah, the animation's not quite as there, but like at that point, it doesn't matter. The animation is never an issue in the show that takes you out of it. Like, that's a big reach. Huge reach. Season two, I can see that, because there was a big dip. In some of the animation, because you could tell all their budget went into the first Avatar section. What's his name?
I don't know, Blue.
Which Avatar are you talking about?
Explained the origin story of how the Avatar, what's his name?
Me. Eddie Hearn.
It was such a sick story. Aang. No, not Aang. Wan.
Ah!
You're almost there.
You can definitely tell in season two, all their budget went into Wan's story, which is dope, but like the rest of the season sucked. But season three, best Avatar season, not even close. Across the whole series, season three is the best.
I feel like it's a lot better television than Avatar, I'm going to be honest.
All right there, Rob.
Especially the ending of season three, the bittersweet. That's some adult theme shit.
That's pretty weak. That's pretty weak. That's pretty weak, honestly.
Well, the thing too that kind of ruined Korra was Nickelodeon like stopped airing it. Korra towards the end was only available online. They didn't even put it on Prime. Yeah. They were being dumb. That's why. Like, they pulled budget and stuff. Like, I saw the first season of Core. Like, this is amazing. And then Nintendo's like, or not Nintendo. Nickelodeon's like, oh, you like that. Well, let's just ruin it. And so I don't know what happened.
It was so confusing because the response to season 3 was like massive. Like,
yeah, and then season 4, they're like only online.
Season 3 was like, oh, this season was amazing. Like, this season like brought me back. Like, this was incredible. Yeah. Season 2 was bad, but season 3 was amazing. Like, season 3 brought me back like season 1 did. And then we're going into season 4 with so much hype, and Nickelodeon's just like, no, you're going to be online only, and also you have to cut an episode. It's like, fuck. What?
Yeah. Well, Nickelodeon is like notorious for cutting good television. Yeah, exactly. Like Invader Zim was sick, and then Nickelodeon was like, no. Like, that's,
well, speaking of stuff that sucks, let's take a break real quick.
Oh, that does suck.
Because we need an ad break.
Wash hand break. Everybody get up and wash
your
hands.
The ad break doesn't suck. Let me reiterate, the ad doesn't suck. It's just that, you know, you gotta take a break from the podcast. Anyway, here's the ad.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Ever tried to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've all been there too. But here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up, it's about switching it up. Fume takes your bad habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning, flavored air device that does just that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. I love how this thing looks. It's beautiful and real wood. The shape of it is so cool, and I look cool using it. So if you want to be like me and break your bad habit, start the year off right with the good habit by trying fume.com/GG and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off whenever they use the code GG to help make starting the good habit that much easier. So make sure you guys check it out in the description. Try fume.com/GG.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this episode of the GG Over Easy podcast. I do have some sanitizer. It's like gold right now.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I was thinking about this the other day, but my parents have so much sanitizer, and then I have like, I managed to get a couple like these jars of it.
Resell it, bro. It's time to flip
that market. I was saying,
because
my dad has this little sanitizer. He's like, before you go to the store, like, here, he has this little one on like his keychain, and I was like, Dad, like you can't be showing people that, you're gonna get robbed.
Yeah,
like,
you're gonna get jumped.
Sanitizer.
Is that sanitizer?
You're gonna get got, fool. Like, you gotta put that thing away.
Well, you gotta hide that.
Like, I was at Safeway, and like they had a pump at the thing. I was like, that's gonna get swooped. I was like, you guys gotta like.
Oh,
I was like, I respect the game, but like that's very nice of you.
I was at my grocery store, and they put.
Like, get caught.
They put zip ties on the antiseptic wipes, whatever it's called.
Oh, no way.
They had to put zip ties. Well, because they have like a little, you know, they have like the little box where you take them, but they put zip ties on so people wouldn't open the box.
Oh, wow.
And just yoink the antibacterial wipes.
God.
That is so funny.
It's ridiculous. But we were just talking about how Nickelodeon was dumb, canceling shows and stuff. I think, I won't go on this for too long, but I think this is a good, super easy series to binge too, because there's only like 8 episodes.
Yeah, I know what you're gonna say. I know what you're gonna say.
What am I gonna say?
Firefly.
My man. Oh. That's right.
They did that show so dirty. Of shows that got done dirty,
it's that.
Firefly.
Yeah, like I can't think of one done more dirty. If you don't know what we're talking about.
Bro, come on.
I mean, this was like potential. People liked it. But Fox, so here's the problem. Some people like don't know the story. So Firefly is like 7 or 8 episodes. It was one of Nathan Fillion's role, kind of like breakout
Cade.
Roles.
Yeah, Cade. Cade.
Yeah, I love Get Cade. So yeah, Cade. Yes.
Charles is out today.
Nathan Fillion, it's like a space western. It's essentially what Mandalorian does now, but just earlier, and it wasn't Star Wars themed. That's why I liked Mandalorian, though, because a lot of the time it gave me Firefly vibes, which I liked.
I loved Mandalorian, by the way. I finished it.
So that's super dope. Loved it. But the problem was it was on Fox originally, but Fox aired all the episodes in the wrong order when it first came out. So everyone watching is like, what? Like, I don't remember the first order, but I definitely don't think the pilot was first. The last episode was like somewhere in the middle. Like, I don't know how they botched it this bad. Yeah. So it came out, and understandably, a lot of people are confused. They're like, oh, ratings aren't there, and they just cancel it. And that was it. But there's like a cult following. Like, it was so good. And if you watch it in order, you're like, this is great.
Reboot it? I thought there was like a reboot that was coming.
No, so they finally made a movie a couple years ago to like kind of just put like a period on it.
To shut you guys up.
Well, I mean, the Firefly cast themselves like loved it too and wanted it to come back, but there's nothing they could do about
it. What is it about? Can you tell me what it's about? Sell me on it because I've never seen it.
I mean, it's pretty much that. So it's Nathan Fillion is this. He's not quite like a space pirate. I'm trying to exactly remember his thing.
Like a Star-Lord, kind of, like from Guardians of the Galaxy?
He just kind of like goes and...
A ragtag guy.
Yeah, he's not working with many people, and he has his own like super like janky ship. But eventually it comes on this planet, meets some people, slowly builds a crew, kind of like Mandalorian. Uh-huh. And then it's all about them on the ship and what's happening, and there's this... girl they find. There's a whole bunch of questions about her. So it's a lot of questions about the people he meets with that are on the ship, who they are, why they're now tangled in this mess because of this girl and they don't understand. And it's sick.
Really?
And like literally, I mean, it's like 7 episodes, like 20 minutes each.
Oh, so super, it's an easy one to burn.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, hours. Yeah, you could watch that and then watch something else for the rest of the day. Hmm. But I really like it. And yeah, I think it could have been great, but freaking Fox and people are stupid. So here we are.
Well, okay, I got a question. Are you guys like big sitcom guys? Like, do you guys like sitcoms?
Not really.
Meh. Really? Like, not at all. So, like, did you not watch Boy Meets World like growing up?
I did. I mean, same thing. It was just flipping channels, like ABC World or whatever. It's like, oh, yeah, like Boy Meets World.
Yeah. But, oh, dude, I've been like rewatching it because of Disney Plus. And it's so good, dude. You can be like laughing, and then like 30 seconds later, you're busting out crying. I love it, dude. Like what? Like it's so intense. I don't know how they do it. Every episode, I'm like, I learned something today. Like,
wow.
I'm going to apply that.
I've become a better person.
Yeah, I'm like, wow. When I was little, I was looking through the eyes of Corey, and now I'm looking through the eyes of the dad. And I don't even have kids. It's so dope. You should watch it if you like sitcoms. That or The Office if you haven't watched
it. I mean, yeah, at this point. Plus, you want to do it soon because it's going to be off Netflix here soon.
I think that's the best thing on Netflix, honestly. I don't watch a lot of like Netflix exclusives, honestly. I don't think they're that good.
Really? They got some bangers.
I think like in terms of like other streaming platforms, I think the other streaming platforms have bigger bangers.
What? They got, well, like, first off, Stranger Things, which is like... the biggest, I think, exclusive.
I thought Stranger Season 3 was pretty weak. Stranger Things Season 3 was kind of weak. I don't know how you guys feel about it. I would not recommend it.
I mean, I don't think...
I mean, I would recommend the series. I would recommend the series.
I don't think they'll ever beat Season 1.
Oh, Season 1 is great television. I would recommend that, but then just kind of maybe stop.
I mean, let me look at a list of Netflix exclusives. Orange is the New Black. That's always critically been received really well.
Never gave it a shot. My stepbrother Mitch loves it, though.
Stranger Things, obviously.
Yeah.
Narcos.
Narcos is cool. The first season's sick, but then it kind of, I think, putters off.
BoJack Horseman.
Isn't that on Adult Swim?
I don't think so, no. Well, shame what happened to this one, too. Way to go, Kevin Spacey. House of Cards.
Yeah, House of Cards.
That was, I loved it, and then, of course, he just had to go and, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know how much people like some of these. Mindhunter. I know some people really like Ozark.
We tried, Sydney and I tried it, and it, it just didn't hit. I'm going to be honest. I tried Mindhunters.
Claire really likes Sense8, but I've never seen that.
What's the one you've been talking about? Like Plus Ultra or something like that? Like,
what?
Like the one on Netflix. You tried to watch it, then you're like, I'm going to throw up.
Oh, Altered Carbon.
Altered Carbon.
Yeah, people really like that one. Series of Unfortunate Events.
The books are better. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, yeah. The OA, I think I've heard good things about. See, I haven't even
seen
those.
I just want to say for the record, I didn't read those books. I had them read to me. Okay, ooh, I don't want people thinking really? I read books here.
I remember liking them so much because of the hardcover and then the pages.
Oh, they're really cool. They're really nice pages,
like,
too.
Well, good pages, but then they also did it to where like it was all the pages were different lengths. So it felt really cool. Like, you know what I'm talking about? It had that
cool like your diary at home.
Yeah, something like that. So I really like that. But I love Daredevil.
I never gave it a shot. Never. I like superhero movies. I don't want to see superhero shows.
The Umbrella Academy, which I love. Season 2 is coming out soon.
I heard that's dope.
Altered Carbon. Black Mirror. Obviously, people really like that one.
Black Mirror has some cool episodes and also some Monk W episodes.
Yeah, they have they're really hit or miss. Some are and some are what?
Well, they're also just each episode is completely different from each other. Right?
Yeah, they're just little
wacky kind
of mini stories.
Almost what's that old 19, the Twilight Zone. Yeah, that one.
Oh, yeah. Which, that's come back recently, right? With
I haven't heard anything about it, though, which makes me feel was pretty shitty.
I feel like the only thing I've heard wasn't great.
Okay. I would also, for all your thinkers out there, I would recommend watching Jeopardy. I think there are some Jeopardy episodes on Netflix. They have some dope ones. That's how you get your learning in. That's what I do. I haven't played in a long time, though. Haven't played in a long time. I fucking own at Jeopardy. I just know dumb, stupid, useless stuff.
American
Unless
Vandal.
It's oh.
Have you seen that one?
No, but I've heard it's good.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, I heard
it's super good. It's like a mockumentary thing. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard it's really funny.
Jessica Jones was good.
That's another superhero one, right?
Yeah. Well, they had some good shows, but then their Marvel contract expired. They could only make six seasons altogether or something of Marvel stuff. So they ran out.
You know what I watched this weekend? And it just reminded me of just crazy reality TV show and just how it's so bad. I was watching the last episode of The Bachelor. And I was like, this is tragic. I just forgot how bad trashy television. But it also, I was just like, man, Barb, that ain't cool, girl. What are you doing? But then I was like, oh my fucking God. I'm quoting The Bachelor right now. And then the other day I was like, that lady looks like Barb. And I'm like, what am I doing?
Claire and my mom were just talking about that.
Oh, really?
Apparently it was a great ending or I have no idea. But people have been talking about that nonstop.
It's just trash. I love my trash television too. I used to love The Flavor of Love. I don't know if you guys ever watched that.
Bro, Flavor of Love. See, but Flavor of Love was so good only because of one person, and that was New York.
New York! Yes,
was that an MTV show or something?
No, it was a VH1 show with Flavor Flav, and he was the dude trying to find love.
And specifically, it was what was her real name? Tiffany or some shit?
Tiffany something.
But she called herself New York. But, bro, she made that show. That wasn't Flavor Flav show.
She got her own spinoff, and I think it's still very successful in her endeavors.
Yeah, that she was
watching.
She was a meme before memes existed.
Very true. When Pumpkin spit on New York, I'm saying spoilers.
And then she just threw her at him.
I remember driving to school the next day with my mom. I'm not driving because I must be 8 or 9. I don't know. Maybe 10 or 13. I don't know. Flavor of Love came out. Maybe I was 12. I can't really remember what year. But they were like talking about it on the radio. And they're like, I can't believe New York like spit on pumpkin. And I was like, yeah, I can't believe that.
You should have just sat there and ate your food.
Yeah, it just reminds me, dude, of trash television, how much
classic
I love it.
Classic trash TV.
Like Road Rules Real World Challenge. Like they'd always compete in like just stupid things. I love that. That was trash television. A lot of good. There's a lot of good trash television, like reality shows, but I don't really watch them anymore. Like old Fear Factor was sweet.
Good old Joe Rogan back in his heyday.
Yeah, I love old Fear Factor. They try to bring it back, but I don't know.
Well, I was completely lost there, but I'm glad you guys. I never really watched any like the MTV or VH1, any of that kind of stuff.
Well, you weren't allowed to, young man.
I don't think I wasn't allowed to. I just.
Oh, really? You just didn't?
Yeah, I just.
You just had
never really caught on to it
for entertainment.
Well, I remember just tuning in to some stuff. I was like, what? I was like, Pimp My Ride. I'm like, what is going
on
here?
Oh, shit. I love him.
What are the other ones?
X to the Z.
I never really ever caught Rob and Factory
or
whatever.
Oh, Rob and Big? Oh, dude, Rob and Big was great.
Yeah, never really
Rob and Big wasn't trash television. That was wholesome.
Yeah, that's
shit.
Great television. That's like,
but like
great.
That's, that shit's wholesome. I never saw that. I saw like My Sweet 16 or whatever, and I was like,
oh,
this
that's
is ridiculous.
Trash. That's trash. But. Come on. Oh, like after you watch Room Raiders and Sweet 16 comes on and she's like, my name is Lauren and I want some Egyptian party. I'm like, well, Lauren, let's see if you get it.
Like, all right.
Like, sure, I'm in.
Going back to Netflix, though, this is one I would definitely recommend. I don't think either of you have seen it. Peaky Blinders.
I have not seen it.
Peaky Nandos. No, I have not seen that.
Peaky Blinders.
Isn't it like Fantastic. Peaky Blinders? Like they talk like this. Like, hey, mate.
I mean, it's like back in like around, I think after World War One, I believe.
Okay.
Kind of
so
like
some
gangsters.
Big blokes in it.
It's gangsters in somewhere, I think a part of England or something.
Oh, go on then.
And it's super good. Tom Hardy comes in too later on. I love Tom Hardy.
Oh, I like Tom Hardy as well.
But Peaky Blinders, would definitely recommend that. My only issue with it is there's like audio mastering problems with it, where like I need my TV on 100 to hear it.
Oh,
but then I go on
like,
a different Netflix
like,
show. It's like, brrr, but then you go on Peaky Blinders. It's like, hey guys, in this episode of Peaky, I'm like, what? I can't turn it up.
Is it like a show where it's like the dialogue is like this, but when it's like in an action scene and you have it turned all the way up to hear like the thing?
Well, the problem is, one, it's already low, but then they talk in this, like, super, like, thick English accent, so then you're like,
go on, man,
you're like, what? Like, Tom Hardy, I love him, but when he came in, that first episode, I was like, bro, is this English? I had to turn captions on. I was like, this can't be English. But I still recommend it. It is a fantastic show. See, like, I think... Big Mouth. I know a lot of people.
I'd rather
like
watch The Mandalorian over all those shows combined. Easily, Mandalorian is sick.
Oh, Castlevania. Oh, that's so good.
What? Boo! That's a video game, and like, boo.
Have you seen it? The anime is so hype. Literally, season 3 almost has perfect ratings across the board.
What do they do?
What do you mean? What do they do?
It's Castlevania. They just hunt Dracula.
Why don't you watch the show?
I don't know what it's about.
That it's the Belmonts, story of the Belmonts, which is the family.
Smash, right?
Yeah, that is Richter
Ether.
And freaking
Ether.
No, who says Ether?
Ether. That's what it is.
I thought that was
Ether
Krom.
Was the thing. It goes Ether.
Does he?
I
thought that
have
was Krom's upbeat.
Smash expert. I have no idea. Is it
Blue? Who says Ether?
Ether, that's Ike.
Oh, Ike, yeah, when he up bees, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. No, I think they say holy water or something.
Oh.
Something like that.
Okay.
But that's Richter and Simon.
Okay.
And they're vampire hunters. And so it's a story about, you'll have to see it. It's kind of cool. And it has like some underlying.
It's anime.
It is, it's Western. Like Netflix's own anime, I think Western Development House. So
it's anime.
But people get very technical. They'll but they're like, but it's made in the West. I don't know.
Hey,
don't ask me.
Sorry, Rears is anime. Okay.
The best way I would put it is pop made here is called pop. Pop made in like Korea is called K-pop. You know?
Okay, sure.
It's like ultimately they kind of serve the same purpose, but I think for them, like, anime is something produced by Japan.
By the way, we stand BTS for all you BTS fans out there.
But anyway, it's a super dark show. It's like mature, and it just takes a super dark twist, and it has some crazy social like undertones, and they explore some really cool ideas, and it's great. So I would recommend that. There's only, third season just came out, and they're only like 20 minutes a piece. They're not like, there's not a ton of it, so you could definitely get through that.
I also recommend My Hero Academia. Get Crunchyroll and watch that.
Well, I mean, if we want to go in anime, that's a rabbit hole. All right. Yeah, I think we got to discern.
Like, I'm just saying, like, one anime real quick. If I was to pick one, for all you anime watchers, don't watch Last Avatar the Airbender. Watch My Hero
Academia. Oh, my God. It's not even an anime.
It's the same thing.
No, I wouldn't. I would throw that in a different category.
You see, you're like, some people would read. You're one of those people that read.
It's just different. It hits different. You know what I'm saying?
It's the same.
If the native language isn't Japanese, then it's not. Like, if I'm not listening to it in Japanese and reading subtitles, it's not anime.
Whatever.
I have no idea. But also, you're recommending a show out of like the three anime shows you've seen.
Well, yeah, but it's the best anime out. I don't know. Attack on Titan's pretty sick.
Actually, too. That's a good question. Let me look up like highest rated animes.
Dude, it's got to be Attack on Titan.
It's going to be some old ones. I imagine like Yu Yu Hakusho or something like that.
Samurai Champloo.
Highest rated anime series.
Oh, like Yu Yu Hakusho. I know what you're saying. Cowboy Bebop, like one of those.
Yeah, so, I mean, Google's first results, I don't know if this is in order. We have Cowboy Bebop, Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Never watched it.
Shut the fuck up, Rob! Go watch Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood right now!
Okay,
Get out of the podcast!
I'm opening it up now.
Leave!
Is this a bad time to say I haven't seen it either?
You can leave, too. Go get that tattoo appointment and get those removed because you don't deserve them if you don't watch Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. God damn it.
I feel like this is...
How long is it?
Okay, watch Brotherhood specifically.
I think it's
not that 64 long. Episodes.
It's not that long.
I feel like this is last night, though, when we were playing and you're like, go! Like, what are you doing here?
Yo, okay, first of all, let's talk about that as well.
Wait, what happened? Wait.
So last night...
Spill the tea!
So last night, we're going to play Warzone, and Fruit's like, he DMs me and Abby. He's like, yo, what time you guys want to play? Blah, blah, blah. Whatever. We figure it out. We all join in voice. And casually, I join, and Fruit says, as casually as possible, yeah, I was going to go play with Ohm and H2O Delirious, but we already made plans with you guys, so let's get in Warzone. And I was like, and the driest voice possible, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing here? Go! Get out of here!
What the fuck are you doing? You're a good friend, Blue. You are a good friend.
Well, I we made plans since like the beginning of the day.
Friends. You were both good.
And we
friends.
Were planning, so I was like, I'm not just gonna like ditch it, like because we were like waiting and stuff. So I wasn't just be like, oh, now that we're finally here, like, yo, sorry, like Ohm just hit me up. But then
he's
Blue
like,
was
yeah,
just like,
just hit me up. Who you play with? Yeah, him and H2O.
Oh,
you're just gonna go get out, leave.
Yeah. What are you doing, you idiot?
God,
that's so funny. You're a good friend, Blue.
I was like, what do you get?
I would have said the same damn thing. I'd be like,
exactly.
Yeah, Blue's like, I'm closing the game. I want you to play with
me. I'm logging off. I'm getting off Discord. Bye.
I gotta go play Trials.
I did appreciate that, but that's what that reminded me of. It's like
I watched that video today, actually. That was a banger video.
That was fun. Well, then I have another one.
Well, I saw like soon. New, like first dub, or like we won OP meme loadout, and then I was like, no way that was with me and Blue in that video. I was like, who did he play with? And it was Ohm and H2O Delirious. So I was like, oh
no, that was Satellizer. Yeah.
Oh.
Tomorrow we'll have H2O Delirious.
Oh.
Which H2O Delirious probably means nothing to Rob, but.
I'm going to be honest. Classic. I'm good.
He only has a small amount of 13.2 million subscribers. So.
Oh, okay, that's it.
Nothing.
He's the dude that everyone was always like, oh, Dork sounds like this dude. It's
yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, that's cool.
And I told Blue, ironically, when I like playing with him last night, straight up at points, I was like, I forgot you're Delirious and not Dork. Like between the voice,
that's really funny,
the microphone quality, and then just the way, like their mannerisms. I was like you're practically one and the same.
That's really funny.
Except Delirious
way hornier.
Yeah, I was about to say Delirious might just not be into as much hentai, but
we don't know.
I don't know that though. Yeah, he's just not as publicly.
Come on the podcast. Man.
We'll I also don't think he probably retweets like Godzilla titty as much as Dork does. So.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. Dork has absolutely 100% been muted on my timeline forever. Like maybe a year and a half now. We might be coming up on two.
Well, I just stopped linking it because I think Dork was the one. If someone's like, don't link that. I think Dork was like, stop linking it. I was like, oh, sorry.
His Twitter when he does videos with us?
Yeah, because like, oh, yeah, I was just like, but he's like, no, because then like people follow me and then just ask me like, what am I doing? And he's like, you're the one that decided to follow me. So he's just like, just don't put that. Yeah, I don't want these people following me. He's like,
yeah, word up, dude.
I was like, all right. But yeah, you like anybody, they need like just a disclaimer. Like if they go to click Dork's follow button, they just need to know what they're getting into.
Yeah, for sure. And mute that thing as quick as you can so you're not like in public and you just kind of scroll across. Dork favorited because you don't want to see what he favorites, let alone what he retweets.
No.
Retweets are bad. And then for some reason, Twitter's algorithm is like, hey, I know you're like at your parents, I know you're having dinner with your girlfriend's parents for the first time, but here's this.
Like, you're welcome. What? Like, oh my God.
Here's just a saggy old titty. I can't tell you how many times, no meme, I can't mute him because.
Yeah, he's your boy. Like, he's your boy.
But at the same time, I've very much considered it. Like, I'm over here, like, it's Friday. Huh? I'm going to go out with my parents and let's go get some dinner with them. And I'm just sitting there. And I'm like, Twitter, titter. Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a titty. And it's
but
not,
it's not just titty either, yo. No, it's like.
It's like
Intabella bigger, and Roadhead Villager or whatever.
Yeah, it's like titties bigger than like us if you were to fuse all three of us together.
You discover some weird stuff. The rest on this list, I've heard of this. I don't know how to say it. Code Geese?
It's Geese, bro. I have no idea.
Code Geese?
No.
I have no idea.
I've actually never known how to pronounce this. That's why I'm going to look it up right now.
Yeah, I don't know. It's G-E-A-S-S. I'm not really sure how to say that.
Pronounce.
I mean, like a sticker, dude.
It's pretty funny though that that's a thing. People look it up. Like what is this?
Best code Geass.
Geass. Okay, code Geass. Dragon Ball.
I mean, Demon Slayer's not on there yet. Come on.
Neon Genesis Evangelion. I know that one's a big cult classic.
That's like where they. That's like Gundam, right? Kinda. But not Gundam.
Steins Gate? I've never heard of that one.
Oh, dude, that's Rojo's favorite one. Who? Rojo loves that. He's one of my friends. He like swears, but he's like Sammy at anime level. You know what I mean? We like anime. Like, there's me who's like a very casual anime fan, and then there's you guys who like kind of dabble into animes. Like, ooh, nice. And then there's people who read the manga, like Claire.
To be fair, though, Rob, I think you're in our group because you elevate once you get a tattoo.
Okay, fine. I'm with you guys then because of these. Okay, and then,
welcome,
and
my
then
wee
there's
brother.
Like Sammy, you know, yeah. Like, and then there's Rojo's right there with him. And that's his favorite.
And
he's
he
like,
swears by
anything,
it.
He's like, if you watch anything, you watch Steins Gate right now. And I said, okay. So, but now I got to watch full Alchemist Brotherhood. Now,
oh, that was sooner than I thought. 2011. That's not as old as
yeah.
I thought.
Yeah, it's pretty new. And he says it's not that long. He says it's about like time travel. That's all.
Yes, a group of friends create a time machine capable of sending messages across time and cause ripples through the past and present.
Yes, he says it is very cool and very epic.
I'll have to check it out. We also have, Samurai Champloo.
Woo, that has the dopest intro to any anime ever. I've watched like the first like six episodes of it. It's pretty dope, dude. Like it has like really dope like hip hop instrumentals in the background while like there's like conversations. It's really cool. I like it a lot. It's very interesting. I haven't finished it though. There's only like 20 or something episodes. It's not very long, but it's really dope.
Next one, I have been recently actually. Someone was telling me to watch this. Gurren Lagann. I believe it's from. Like good or not good? Is that a good?
Fudging.
Oh, okay, good.
Gurren Lagann is the pinnacle of mixing hype ass storyline with S tier animation.
Better than Attack on Titan.
I'm about to go watch it now.
Well, okay, well,
That's what Attack on Titan is, storyline and animation. Like,
well,
okay, animation wise, Attack on Titan is different level, but that's because it's the year 2019.
Yeah, this was 2007.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But back in the day, 2007, Gurren Lagann animation was, I mean, it's, even to this day, the stylization is just,
it holds up.
Beautiful. It, well, it easily holds up, but it's not like, I mean, you see Attack on Titan, like, that's straight budget. Like, whoo.
It doesn't surprise me, though, because that's, I forget the studio name. Studio Trigger or whatever, they've done like Kill la Kill, for, like, Darwin in the Franxx,
hyper stylized anime.
So I've seen
Gurren Lagann is incredible. I love that show. That's one of my favorite shows. Also, best anime opening of all time, no cap.
Oh, okay. I'll have to check it out. One Piece, can't say. I know it's at like episode million.
It's just watch like the first 200 and then it really ramps up. fuck that. I'm not.
Yeah, just go ahead and catch up. We're at like 980.
I got places to be, bro. Like,
just catch the first 200.
Bro, it took me 5 episodes to get to Naruto. Really, it should not take me 200 to get into One Piece, all right?
It really starts to pick up around 280. I swear to you.
We got
923 is the latest episode. 923.
I'll speed read some of these. We got Ghost in the Shell, Bleach, Hunter Hunter, Attack on Titan,
Hunter, so good.
Full Metal Alchemist, Psycho Pass, Death Note, FLCL. I don't know.
The Death Note on Netflix is way better.
So when you guys talk about television, you guys are like, binge this show, FLCL is going to be my pick.
FLCL? I've never even heard of that.
Fooly Cooly. Fooly Cooly. That's just like, it's such a weird show, but it's like very, it's very much about like, trying to grow up too fast, and like I watched that show at the exact age group as the protagonist, so that show hit different with me. It's very weird by today's standards.
It came out,
Adult Swim.
It came out in 2003, but they just had a season in 2018.
So they rebooted it with like,
was it trash?
but they're all separate storylines. I haven't even watched it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so
I haven't watched it because I don't want to ruin the legacy of the original show.
Oh, so it's trash.
It's, I don't
it
know.
Like Baruto.
Okay, Baruto's, that's just straight trash. We don't even talk about
it. I heard Baruto trash.
We got,
I haven't watched the new seasons because they're all separate storylines. It's not like they're the same. It's like in the set in the same universe type thing, but I just haven't watched it yet. But yeah, the first Fooly Cooly was like one of my favorite shows ever. It's very, I don't know. It's just, you just relate to it really hard. It's very weird, though. It's a very weird show.
I'll actually go. According to IMDb, the ones with at least 10,000 votes, highest rated, I'll do top 25. Number one, Brotherhood.
Yes.
Number two, Death
Classic.
Note. Three, Hunter Hunter.
Yeah.
Four, Cowboy Bebop. Five, Pog to see this one, One Punch Man.
A little overrated.
Well, I assume that's maybe not with season two. Season one was a banger, in my opinion.
Season two definitely brings the average down for me personally. Season one is fantastic.
Season one was like peak. Like, that was oof. Six, Attack on Titan. Seven, Steins Gate. Eight, One Piece.
Dang, Steins Gate. Good on you, Rojo. I'm watching that next.
Nine, Dragon Ball Z. 10, Your Lie in April. 11, Code Geass. 12, Monster. 13, Full Metal Alchemist.
Your name should be on here even though it's just a movie.
14, Berserk. 15, Rurouni Kenshin, Trust and Betrayal.
Oh, Rurouni Kenshin. That was also like a classic Adult Swim show.
Is that Kenshin Muya? Or whatever that, or what is that show called?
Rurouni Kenshin.
Oh, I don't know.
Rob.
That was like on Toonami.
Number 16, My Hero Academia. 17, Erased. 18, Naruto Shippuden.
I feel like
Shippuden.
That should be higher. They're disrespectful because it's newer, because it's new.
Well, Attack on Titan, Death Note, they're all up there. They're really new. Death
Titan?
Note. Oh, Death 2006, 2007. I thought it was way more recent than that.
Oh, yeah. See, dude, like they're disrespecting. Oh.
Well, no, I mean, let's see.
Old.
Well, Attack on Titan and One Punch Man, 5 and 6 are super recent.
Yeah.
Not the point. 18, Naruto Shippuden, 19, Mushishi, 20, Samurai Champloo, 21, Ghost in the Shell, 22, Dragon Ball, 23, Rurouni Kenshin, Wandering Samurai, 24, Neon Genesis Evangelion, and 25, Dragon Ball Super.
Dude, the fact Demon Slayer's not on that list, even though it's just only been one season, is disrespectful.
Neon Genesis Evangelion being so low is mad surprising to me.
Okay, to be fair, though, Rob, it might not have 10,000 votes on IMDb.
Okay.
Because it's so new. I don't know. I would definitely put Demon Slayer up there, though, with what they have so far.
It's so good. And I cannot wait for the movie whenever that comes out.
Ironically, I just found some anime I'm going to add to my list. So, apparently Brotherhood first.
Do I
need to watch?
You need to binge that. You don't need to watch the original. No.
Is it like a completely different?
So the first one was made, but as manga happens, they don't have the manga doesn't come out quick enough for the anime to release. So the anime the original one took some creative privileges, which were not nearly as good as Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood. So,
okay.
But so if I watch Brotherhood episode one, I'm not going to be like, wait,
you're
what?
Not gonna, no, you don't need to watch the original at all. Watch Brotherhood. Brotherhood is, they both tread the same path. It's just Brotherhood is like closer to the original than the original manga than the original show was. Makes any sense.
All right. I said we wouldn't talk about anime, but we talked about anime. So let's listen to this ad break and then come back to other normal TV stuff.
Okay.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And welcome back to the normal TV stuff. We got through our anime. We always seem to talk about
fun,
it in some bit.
And I love anime.
I think people are sleeping on it. At the same time, though, it's definitely become more and more popular.
Oh, for sure. The fact that I'm watching it is a fact.
That's when you know it's normie.
Yeah,
once Rob gets on
normie.
It, like
I'm
that's
very normie.
Once that Rob started watching it, I was like, I can't watch anime anymore. Like it's normie now. I can't.
The normies are they're coming in force.
Okay, so I think we mentioned a few. Blue and Rob. Are there some other ones that immediately come to mind?
Oh, there's one show I want to watch really bad, and I've heard it's like when you say like shows like Breaking Bad and like this show, they like fight.
Yeah, real quick, we should say, this should go without saying, Breaking Bad. Watch Breaking Bad.
Yes, watch Breaking Bad.
I don't care what you're doing. And don't listen to what anyone else has said. Watch Breaking Bad.
It's on Netflix still, right? It better be.
Wait,
it's
what?
So good. Watch Breaking Bad. The Wire. So. Have any of you guys ever watched The Wire?
No, but I've heard really good things about that too.
Yeah,
it's one of like the highest rated TV shows, I think.
Yeah, right? That's like a show that I really want to start watching is The Wire. I heard that show's really, really good.
I can't. Never mind.
What?
Oh, Blue.
Have you watched it?
No, The Wire is a great show. It's just so.
You think it's overhyped?
I cannot tell you how hard like white people turn up to The Wire. And it's so like
why is that, you think?
No, it's just so like, oh man, like this show is so, oh my god, today I watched The Wire and I learned about the ghetto. That was such a good show.
Oh, is that what that's like, about?
God, yeah, it's about like drug dealing and like
it's a great show. Like, don't get me wrong.
I forget what city, but it's like a drug dealer in like the projects.
But
it follows like the police department too. Like that's
they
turned
up
like
more for that
about.
Show than like Real Life Minorities, I'm gonna be honest with you.
Like, like I've done my due diligence. I've seen The Wire. Okay.
Yeah.
I stand The Wire. They're like, okay, he's cool.
Yo, all right, yeah. Welcome.
I need to watch that, but that's like one of the shows that I've heard is like super, super good. But then now that Blue says that,
no, it's a great show. I'm just back in the day, it was like, oh my god, have you guys seen The Wire? Such a good show. It's like what it's about, right? It's like, oh my god, yes. So drug dealing.
Yes.
This is like real life.
I'd also really like to watch The Sopranos. I never got into The Sopranos. That's like the first show my dad watched. And that's like in the time where like they were burning shows on VHSs, and my dad would just come home with a bunch of VHSs his friends burned from The Sopranos because my dad didn't want to buy HBO. So that was the first show I ever saw my dad binge was The Sopranos. He would literally watch it all the time, but I never watched.
I looked up on IMDb. Top rated TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
Bet you will not guess what's number one.
Wait, what was
number one?
What year?
Trying.
Wait, what was the question again?
So I looked up top rated TV shows on IMDb, and I do not think you guys will get number one or two.
Oh, but I remember
Modern Family. Or
have you seen the series. List, Blue?
I remember. I'm pretty sure it's Planet Earth.
Yeah.
Planet Earth is number one.
Planet Earth 2
is number
one. Cosmos.
No, Planet Earth 2 is one. Planet Earth second, like the first one.
Wait, like Planet Earth, like this right here is a.
Hey, are you bagging on my boy David Attenborough?
No, I'm not bagging on him, but is that what it is? Like, yeah. Here is a Norwegian penguin and his cubs. Like,
yes.
The mother is
penguins
hungry.
Have cubs? That's news to me.
I don't know, dude. Obviously, I haven't seen them. I just see the clips where it's like, the snakes find its prey and the lizard runs.
Oh, yeah.
Look
that's
at
pretty
it
funny.
Go. Like, in that one. Like, and I'm like, whoa, this is sick. So I can understand why that's number one.
I just never, yeah, I just, when I just thought of more like episodic series, I never really thought of that as a,
as
didn't
in,
even
like
cross
a
my mind, yeah. Because what I thought it was, technically, I guess the first TV show that isn't like a nature documentary. Because, yeah, I don't know. I think they're more like a documentary kind of.
Yeah, they're definitely a different category. But, I would not put them as like entertainment.
But maybe not. I don't know. Band of Brothers. Which
I've
I can
heard that
say
show is extremely good.
Fantastic.
That was like an HBO show about like.
It's an HBO
World
show.
War II, right?
About, yep. A platoon in World War II. And the crazy thing too is it came out in 2001. The amount of stars in that.
Yeah, isn't like Tom
is
Hardy
insane.
In it?
There's so many people, and the thing too is because this was before, like, for a lot of them, this was like their first thing. But
yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh my god, that's so insane. Oh my god, and he's, oh my god, and then like, and people just showing up for small little parts. I'm like,
Michael
oh my
Fassbender,
god,
like,
there's so many people in it.
Donnie Wahlberg is in this. Yeah, there's a ton. David Schwimmer's in it. Tom Hardy.
I go through them all. And some huge people too, yeah, just come in for like a little thing. And I'm like, nowadays you'd spend
Jimmy
so
Fallon
much money to do that.
There, I guess.
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon had like
Simon
a minute
Pegg.
Cameo. Yeah, it's crazy. I love that show.
Yeah, I heard that show's really, really good.
Would definitely recommend. It's a mini series. I think it's like 10 episodes. It's like a Chernobyl series, just like.
Yeah, I've
twice
seen like a
much.
Clip where they like they like save like a concentration camp. That shit's crazy.
Yeah, like, but yeah, fair warning, it's heavy.
Yeah,
like if you're not ready for something to like,
yeah, it's definitely
you got to be prepared. Yeah. Then Breaking Bad.
Absolutely. Whoop. Yeah.
Understandably.
That show's great. That show's so good. Like I caught up with it on Netflix in freshman year of college. That is literally all I did was watch Breaking Bad on Netflix, and then I caught up to it like when
the final series. Ugh.
Yeah, crazy.
It ended. I was just sad so because it ended.
Yeah,
and then technically number three, Chernobyl.
Great, dude. Did you finish it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. Yeah, I love that show. That show. Probably
the good
my
news
show
is
2019.
That's the guy going to be directing The Last of Us.
Really?
Yeah.
That's going to be really sick.
So if he just brings his A game like that, oof.
Yeah, episode two is so wild.
It's going to be good. Technically, then there's Blue Planet 2. But again, we'll just assume, excluding that, number four would
Here
be The Wire.
Here goes the dolphin as it rides down this wave.
Like, number four is The Wire. And I am surprised. Number five is Game of Thrones. I would have thought people would have like
good.
Bombed it after the last season.
Just like
they probably
cheaters.
Did.
They probably did.
But yeah, it has 1.6 million votes. It's probably one of the highest voted ones.
Yeah, I mean, it's still so good. Like, come on.
Yeah, I mean, like Blue said, it contained like the last season contained it, but still, like, it's pretty crazy. Then we have again a lot of these. We have Our Planet, Cosmos, A Space Time Odyssey, Cosmos. Which, by the way, both are dope. I've seen both. The one with
The Earth is flat, guys. Okay, so can we no. just stop with
the older one with
this propaganda?
Like, Carl Sagan, and then the newer one with Neil deGrasse Tyson. Mm-hmm. Both fantastic. Wow, I did not see this coming. So technically, number six, Rick and Morty.
Oh, dude, yeah, man. Rick and Morty is so fucking good, but you just can't get past it.
I can't. But like sixth so greatest good. TV show, that's kind of crazy.
Dude, it's so good. Like, but like you got to have a big brain to understand.
Oh, wait,
like,
never mind. I totally agree with this list because number seven, Avatar The Last Airbender.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Not surprising.
Wow.
It's above The Sopranos. Take that, Sopranos. Sopranos Dang. Number eight.
Sopranos number eight. Yeah, my dad loves The Sopranos. He would go to, he would stand Sopranos.
Number nine, I haven't heard of this one.
Forget about it.
The World at War is 1973. I haven't heard of that one.
What is that?
A groundbreaking 26-part documentary series narrated by the actor Laurence Olivier about the deadliest conflict in history, World War II.
Oh, my dad probably loves that.
I'm going to watch that, yeah. I'm really interested in like World War history. Then we have Sherlock, the BBC show.
Oh, is that with what's his film? He can't say
Cumberbatch.
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 What have you been watching?
Yeah, there's some crazy parodies out there, bro.
Edward, come on my back.
No, I told you, dude. I listen to his Smog all the time. It's just I am the king.
Oh yeah, dude.
Under the mountain.
You're a freak.
My wings are a hurricane.
Dude, all right, like, yeah, thank you. We'll call you. We'll call you. Thank you.
Yeah, that's enough. The Vietnam War 2017. It sounds like a documentary.
Monk ass.
The Twilight Zone, the old one, 59.
Yeah, the Twilight Zone. That's a dope ride. I like that ride.
A lot more nature stuff. Really? Batman, the animated series, 1992.
Oh, that show's awesome. It was like one of those kids shows that like you just kind of catch while it's on, but you liked it every time it was on.
You know, what was underrated though? Batman Beyond. That was him in like that really sleek outfit,
oh,
right?
Like the one that was like red, like the red Batman one?
Yeah,
that was like really tight.
Yeah, I think that was slept on. Because I think that came out after that, I want to say.
It did. I think so.
Have you seen that one, Blue?
Nah.
Really? It's a good one.
What show was it again?
Batman Beyond.
No.
I think that's what
I've seen
called.
It as a kid. I thought you were talking about Batman Forever.
Is that a movie?
Yeah. I don't know why. I was just thinking of Batman Forever.
Yeah, Batman
was
Beyond.
Is the first Christian Bale?
99.
No, Batman Forever was a really bad movie.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't. It
is that the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger? And
no, it was Val Kilmer, which bless stands.
It's Eyes to Meet You.
No, that was different.
Yeah, I'm
that
talking
was,
about Arnold.
George Clooney.
When he was a...
Batman and Robin. I think that's that one.
Yeah. Like I said, next, Firefly. Oh, whoop, whoop.
Wow.
Should mention, a small series that got canceled is still that high. Because people saw the potential. It's so good.
But does it have a good ending for something that only has seven episodes?
Well, I mean, that's the problem. You couldn't really get an ending. It like kind of set something up and then...
How can something be good with no ending?
You just have to watch, dude. No. I've never heard of this. Decalogue?
Nope.
10 television drama films, each one based on one of the Ten Commandments. Came out in 89. True Detective. I know people are really big on those.
Which one is true? Oh, that's like the one where they
the HBO show.
I thought like season two was bad. That's what I heard. Like the one with like Matthew McConaughey, I heard is good, but then the next one sucks, but then the next one's good. That's what I heard about that.
The roller coaster.
Yeah. You're a lot of ups and downs.
Wow. An anime all the way up here. We got Death Note. So apparently Death Note is the highest rated anime. Wait, I thought something was above Death Note.
Yeah, it was.
It was Brotherhood.
Yeah, Brotherhood.
Oh, yeah, that was up there. Yeah. I passed. Did I pass? It was right before Twilight Zone. Death Note's way up there. Fargo.
Is that the movie with the Johnny Depp as the iguana?
What? No, that's Oh my God, what is that? I remember seeing
he's
that.
Like a, he's like a.
No,
iguana.
I know what you're talking about, but that is not it.
That's Fargo.
Fargo's a show. I believe it's a show based off of this kind of cult classic movie called Fargo. I tried to watch it. I think it's from the Coen brothers. It's Very interesting movie. Like, it's either a love or hate, and most people I've talked to hate it. My brother loves it, but Cowboy Bebop, Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. That's,
oh dude, he's great. That's how, like,
but see, like, that's not, I guess, I mean, yeah, it's a TV show, but like, I'm thinking like a series.
That's still like a series, like it still has seasons, like that's
it's late night shows.
No,
I think of it as something different.
No,
I'm thinking of a story based.
You're disrespecting my boy John Oliver, and I don't like it.
I like John Oliver.
Yeah, but it's a TV show. Don't discredit him. It's bigger than that.
We got Friends.
Inside the NBA should be on here.
We got Friends.
Office is better than the Friends. I've never watched Friends.
Monty Python. Well, now that you mention it, The Office.
Hey, see, I think The Office should be higher than Friends. I think Friends is trash, but then followed, I never watched Friends.
By Seinfeld. All the sitcoms are like right next to each other.
Well, because, yeah, they're like, okay, we put one, now we got to put the others.
Like, like, oh, right, there's other ones.
Yeah. Seinfeld, I've never watched Seinfeld, but like, what about airline food? I mean, like, come on.
What's up with airline food?
Oh, no, the Mets game. We missed it. Oh, dude, the Larry David show. What is that called? That show's hilarious.
The other late night show you're talking about?
No, Larry David. He was a writer for Seinfeld, the creator of Seinfeld. Oh, what is that show called? Larry, keep going. I'll have to find it.
Well, I'll pass it over to Blue Blue. Is there any other show right now that you can think of that you would recommend?
Curb Your Enthusiasm. This is a lot of pressure.
Destiny, I know. 2.
That's why I just looked up some. Great show.
No, I would Curb Your Enthusiasm. That's what you should watch. That show is hilarious. I love Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's just like Larry David. He gets in these awkward situations in life, and it's just hilarious how he reacts. I love it.
Anything of other shows I would recommend to him? I mean, a lot of the ones I mentioned that was listed off on the list, if I said like, oh, that one's really good, that's a recommendation.
That's a recommendation. Now, are there shows you think that are bad, like that you wouldn't recommend that people do like?
Well, I wouldn't know because I probably didn't watch it all.
Well, there's something you tried and you're like, this is whack. I can't really think of anything because I don't really give anything a shot. I'm asking you guys a question. I'm trying to even think of the answer.
Bad shows. I wouldn't say this is a bad show. I've started watching mostly because everyone has recommended it to me. It's a show called Shameless.
Oh, Sydney likes Shameless.
I think I've heard of the name.
I've started watching it. I mean, it's an interesting show. It's pretty relatable, but like I say, bad as in damn. Like they really like. Yup, there's a dick. There's some titty. Some more dick. Some more dick. Some titty. There's some titty again.
So there's a lot of titty. Titty.
Well, I feel like ever since titty. HBO, like it's no longer tasteful. Like I feel like people just do it now because they can.
Yeah, they're like, here's a boob.
Like, well, just pair, throw it in.
Pair of nuts for you.
I mean, it's not really like they don't really use it as like shock value anymore. Like that's just reality. Like, yeah, people have titties and people have dicks.
What?
I remember being like, ah,
like with your, I mean, eye, your well, yeah, kind of like, just, oh no.
I was just so surprised because like the very first episode, I was like, man, I don't even see that like in today's TV. And this is like a 10-year-old season one is like a 10-year-old season.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm just like, damn, like this is more than I see today. Like straight dick, titty, 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 dick.
What was like the first mature show you watched?
In that order.
Like, cause your parents wouldn't let you watch Yu-Gi-Oh! Like what was your favorite, like your first mature show that you remember watching?
Robot Chicken.
I honestly I couldn't even tell you. Really? Like I remember like I used to watch Dragon Ball Z and I went to Walmart to buy Dragon Ball Z Brawly, the movie.
Yeah.
And we got home, and my dad's like, let me see that. And on the back, it says, like, blood and nudity. Which, like, the nudity, there isn't really. It's, like, animated characters, like,
yeah,
like, his shirt off, right? Or, like, ripped clothes. And so he took it back. I never even got to see it. Like, that was what I was dealing with when I was younger. But then when I got to old enough that I was, like, I could just do whatever I wanted. Or, like,
yeah.
Like for instance, I couldn't see a PG-13 movie until I was 13.
Do you remember your first PG-13 movie?
Yeah,
yes.
Mentioning that.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
It was Superman.
What was your first rated R?
Trash pick.
I think my first rated R was Drive with Ryan Gosling.
Oh, classic movie.
Yeah, that was a good
Is that when he's like like a race car driver, like or something like that? Or...
Not. Have you seen it?
No, I have not.
Yeah, just watch it.
Okay.
It's a pretty artsy film. Okay. And it was one of the first like ones with Ryan Gosling, like right when he was starting to take off.
Was it with your parents?
No, just my older brother.
Oh, okay. He got you in?
Yeah. The other shows I would mention, I mean, I've talked about it a lot recently, The Expanse. I'll say it again. You're not watching that, you're missing out. I don't know why more people aren't talking about it. It's dope.
The Expanse. Oh, yeah. That's like that government show you were saying that's like an aliens and stuff, right?
Sci-fi show on Amazon. And it slept on. And literally everyone, I even had like some friends who listened to the podcast. I said it. They're now watching it and they're like, you're right. It's great.
What's it called?
The Expanse.
The Expanse.
And shout out to Amazon for saving it. Appreciate you.
Okay.
Also, The Boys, another Amazon Prime show. I really like that one.
That show is cool.
Did you ever finish that, Blue?
What?
The Boys?
Oh, The Boys. No, I haven't watched it since I was in your extremely cozy theater room that I'm never going to watch anything in ever again, probably.
Well, that's why I just thought you, because like you were watching this, and you're like, I got to go.
This is a good ass show. But then I just.
You got to watch it. It's good.
I haven't watched it yet. No, I haven't finished it.
Yeah, it's dope. I like it a lot. And I don't watch much television.
Wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
This has to be a troll. Number 74 is Content Cop.
Oh, God.
What?
Like, iDubbbz Content Cop.
They are dope, though, dude. They are great.
Someone said it's documentary, comedy, crime, and it's a TV series. And there's 11,000 something votes. So I'm assuming somebody came in and kind of trolled this, but that's pretty funny.
I thought you were going to say The Dream Team. I was like, I believe it.
Yeah.
Russ season 3.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it would be like Dream
Russ
Team
season 2.
Specifically Destiny 1.
Yeah.
Or like
it, though.
The first couple episodes. It's like, and then they just kind of lost it, you know? we're still waiting on the Olympics.
You still love their D1
Guardian
content.
Games.
Yeah. Expecting some revenue share.
Yeah.
We talked about it. Not in an official capacity, though, but The Mandalorian. I'd recommend that.
So good. Just watched it. Very sick. Very cool. Stormtroopers are a little stupid, though. Like, there are some parts I'm like, come on. Like they're in trouble.
Thank God we got that show, and it really helps. Really helps wash down the flavor of the other Star Wars.
You're right, Blue. It revived, brought me back to Star Wars.
It's so weird that we had Force Awakens and then years of nothing and then just The Mandalorian. It's like, that's crazy. Yeah. As far as I'm aware, like, it was just those two. That's crazy.
Star Wars sucks.
Well, and then just like Rian Johnson officially coming out too and saying like, yeah, I didn't really care about like sticking to canon or lore or doing all this. And the retweet was like, oh, yeah, we can tell.
What a surprise, like buddy.
Yeah.
Did you see that they said...
At least you made Knives Out. Sorry about your Star Wars movie, though.
Like, Disney came out and said, like, the Emperor was, like, a clone or something like that.
Oh, yeah. At this point, just stop. Just stop. Like, you're shooting yourself in the foot. You're not helping anything.
Oh, they're just like, what? What are you saying? Like,
because,
so
I mean, I think that's even worse if they're going to try and tell me it's a clone. Which, like, I mean, it was already hard to believe he survived.
So you're telling me
but, like,
he made a clone?
But now
of
it's
a clone.
Just, I don't know, there's a clone. Yeah. And then how is this clone so powerful? That's what I don't get.
And then that clone made a clone of a clone.
I don't know. 94 is Demon Slayer, though, Rob.
Wow.
It's up there.
That's what we're talking about. That is what we're talking about.
Yeah, any other... I can't really... I'm terrible at like
Boy
off
Meets
the
World.
Top of the head.
Boy Meets World is such a good show, and it's like a feel good show. I've been watching too. I don't know if you guys were into these as kids. I watched like 7 Disney Channel original movies this past weekend, like Johnny Tsunami, like Motocross, like Get a Clue, Brink, Did you guys ever watch those as a kid, like on the Disney Channel?
Yeah.
Oh, they were the best, dude. Brink is easily the best one. And then Motocross is 2, and then Gilded Clues 3. I would recommend Disney Channel original movies. Eddie's Million Dollar Cook-Off is great, too.
I don't know if I would recommend those.
Oh, they're fun! They're great.
Yeah, well, like, maybe if you've seen them as a kid and you have that nostalgia factor, but
they're
otherwise,
trash.
Yeah, it's
they're
like...
They're trash.
That's just kind of like a throwaway.
Trash. Like I said, trash television, I like trash movies.
There's definitely got to be some more TV, but questions like this, it's so hard to think of everything.
Like Chernobyl is up there. Like Family
Guy. Oh, I talked about a whole bunch. The new Watchmen. That was fantastic.
Oh, yeah, you love The Watchmen. Yeah.
Everybody loved it. Super well received. Would recommend that. And I think, I mean, at that point, we mentioned a lot of stuff anyway. There's got to be something out there that we said, if it interested you, you could watch. I'm going to watch Brotherhood.
Oh, that's what you're going to start with.
I haven't had a new anime in a while, and might as well. If Blue is going to yell at me as if I was going to go play with Delirious, then it's probably worth watching. It's probably worth watching.
Okay, God, maybe I should watch it too.
Sorry, Dad. I didn't mean to let you down.
So I have some Patreon questions pulled up here if you guys want to answer some of those. Very fun and very cool.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Here's a question from Ben Tate. Have you guys ever been overseas? If so, what is your favorite country and what did you enjoy the most about it? Also, just want to say I love the podcast and all the content you guys deliver. Keep up being awesome people.
No.
I've only been overseas one time and I was like 2. And that's when we visited my family's farm in Colombia. So I don't really remember. So I guess going to Colombia. But I don't remember anything. You've been all over the place, Mr. Fruit.
I would not say that. Well, what I'm trying to currently do is actually find a review because we didn't do that. We're still 5 out of 5.
I may pull one.
Well, this is 5. I mean, we're 10, but this is only 5 out of 5 because we can't go higher.
Okay.
But like the bar is like kind of like overflowing.
Well, it's like SpongeBob when like Mrs. Puff is like scraping off the star and it's like just hanging on my thread. That's what I'm doing right now. It's just kind of.
Let's see.
Oh my god.
Oh, I can't say that. We'll get demonetized. It's about Harambe.
Oh, okay. Well,
you know what? I'm just going to read literally the most recent one.
Okay.
GG Over Easy. That's the title
from
of it.
From who?
T-Trank.
T-Trank, what up?
Thanks, T-Trank. 3 nerds talking about nerd things. What more could you want? Hashtag gamer.
Hell yeah.
Thank you, T-Trank. And as far as traveling, up until college, I had never been overseas, except when I was like literally 1. I guess my parents went to Paris. Obviously,
you went to Paris when you were 1?
Yeah, I don't count that, clearly.
Can you imagine bringing a 1-year-old to Paris, dude?
No, it wasn't Paris, it was London. I think they went to London.
Oh, I mean, even then.
Like, but yeah. But I hadn't traveled overseas until college. And then Claire and I, at the time, we went with her family to Paris and Prague. And then I met my dad because he was working overseas. And we met up and we together, my dad and I went to Fudge. What's the word? I mean, I went to Venice, Sweden. But then Venice and
Rome.
No.
Barcelona. Madrid.
Florence, I think.
Florence, Italy. Okay.
I'm pretty sure. We went to those 2 places. And then after that, I went to Cologne, Germany for Gamescom. Miserable trip. If I had to choose a worse one, it would be that. Oh my god.
Why was it so bad?
I don't know if I've told it on the podcast, but the whole fiasco trying to get there. Did I ever tell you all about all that?
I don't remember. Like maybe like when it was happening, but it, obviously Gamescom was forever ago.
It was for I was getting flown out. It was for Battlefield 1. They're flying me out to get some content, make some videos, blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
They were paying for the trip and everything. And I was like, cool. Like, that sounds like Gamescom overseas. I'm flying for free to go over there. Sure, why not? Right?
Yeah.
Like, it'd be a cool opportunity.
Young fruit.
Yeah. Well, when was it? Whatever Battlefield 1 was. 2015, 16? I don't know. And the initial flight out, because we have to connect somewhere in Washington, and then that flight from Washington, had an international flight. Our flight was delayed for some reason. It was weather or mechanical air. I don't really know. But so we get on that plane, and we're stuck on the plane, too. It's not one of those, like, oh, you're just in the airport. Sorry, guys. It's like you get on the plane, they're like, oh, sorry. You were just on the tarmac for, like, 3 hours. Yeah. And it was one of those things, too, where they don't have the AC going either. So it's just, like, everyone is just hot. It's just terrible.
Is GamesCon in the summer, too?
When was it? I want to say August.
Yeah, that's there. Summer.
Yeah.
It's hot as shit.
So we fly out. I land in, you might have been right, Dulles or whatever it's called.
Yes, Washington Dulles.
We land there. And at this point, the flight I was supposed to go on, it's gone. Because
flight left 6 hours ago.
Yeah, because we landed so late. And international flights stopped flying out there at a certain time. So we landed at 6 p.m. Nothing else out. And Gamescom is the next day, that morning or something. Yeah, something like that. And so then I go to the airport, desk, whatever, where the gate was.
You know, when you're at that desk, it's a bad day.
Yeah. It's at this point, it was super late at night. I haven't had any food. Traveling's been terrible. And then I have nowhere to stay now. And there's no flight until 11 a.m. the next morning. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do.
We're in trouble.
Yeah. And I go to the desk to talk to this guy. And I don't even remember what was happening. But something was happening. We couldn't get on any flights. The airport was essentially just closing down. Most don't, but this one does. And people are just leaving. I'm trying to talk to one of these last guys there at the desk, waiting in line. And I'm trying to call because the problem too is none of this is in my name. I don't control any of this itinerary.
Oh, yeah.
It's all through EA. Yeah. So I'm trying to email these travel people hey, Miss, I don't know this is this. I need this information. They're requesting this. What do I do about it? I need to change that. And when it's international, everything gets 20 times more complicated.
Yeah.
So I'm on the phone with some different agency trying to email these people. Which the person I was supposed to talk to was asleep. So then I'm talking to someone new who's trying to take over for this person. I get to the desk, try to talk to him. And for some reason, never talked to this guy before. He refuses to help me. He says, I can't help you, sir. Yeah. I get up there and I'm like, hey, I'm trying to figure that out. He's like, sorry, I can't help you. I'm like, what? And I'm sitting there and he's like, he's not.
I just imagine you're like.
Yeah. I'm like, sorry. Because I guess he was getting off in 10 minutes.
One more time?
So he just didn't want to help me. And so he just, I'm like, I need to figure out my ticket or where am I staying? Any of this stuff. And he's just like, sorry, I can't help you, sir.
He's like, nope.
And so he eventually leaves and gets replaced by this woman. And so then I go up again and I'm like, hey, this guy wouldn't help me or something. I don't know what to do. And she's like, sorry,
she's
nope. Well, she's like, I don't deal with any international stuff. You're going to have to go to this other desk, which there's only one left. She's like, and you'll have to go talk to them.
God.
So then I start to go to this desk, and I'm not kidding you. As I approach the desk, I hear the guy radioing the girl to not help me.
What?
And I couldn't believe it. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. And this is after just a miserable day. It's midnight now. I was waiting in line for hours. I have nowhere to stay. Yeah. And I'm like, what is this? I have not done anything to this man. I'm like, I've never had someone just so.
You've never had an interaction with him before? Or
nothing.
Anything.
No. I still to this day don't know
He's
what
like,
it was.
Hey, don't help that fucking idiot.
I don't know what it was. So I show up and the girl's saying something sorry about him or something let me try and get you straight. So she finally helps me. I get to a hotel 2 in the morning near the airport. Go to sleep, wake up, international flight. And then it's 8 hours or whatever. 8 hour flight. And the thing is because
coach,
of the
where are you on the plane here?
Just normal economy.
Oh, okay.
And So then the problem too is because of this delay and then the time change, I land at 7 a.m. on the day Gamescom starts. Gamescom opens at 8 a.m.
You did the red eye. You had a red eye.
Yeah. So I couldn't sleep. And now it's 7 a.m. in Germany as I land. I don't have any travel figured out. They couldn't figure any of that out in time. Not to mention, everything's in German. I have to take the train myself. And I have to get to Gamescom, which opens at 8. And my recording was at 9. And I'm like, I'm lost.
Do you
lost.
Have your suitcase and everything, like, while yeah. you're doing this all
today? Yeah. I'm just, like, everything with me. I'm like, I'm ready to break down. I'm trying to call my dad because he frequents Germany. That's part of his business. So he understands some German. I'm like, Dad, what words am I looking for? Like, I don't know anything. And so he's like, tell me, like, look for this word and then follow that. And then you blah, blah, blah. You'll get to the train.
God.
So then I finally find the train station. But then I guess I'm at, like, the wrong platform. It was confusing. Ugh. I have to go find the right platform.
You gotta go to platform Gugelfighten.
Yeah. No one's helping me. So a train shows up. And so I'm like, what do I get on or whatever? I, like, call my dad and he's just like, get on, sit down, you'll be fine, whatever. Because I had to buy a ticket as well.
Yeah.
So I get on, I sit down, and then they, like, start to move. And then the guy comes
this
to, like,
is your hell.
Yeah, some guy comes down and he starts to check tickets, you know? And so apparently I'm in the wrong car. You're, like, assigned certain cars and seats. But I can't read anything. Yeah, I can't read anything. So he comes to check my ticket. And he scans it. It's like, and I'm like, oh, my God. And so he's, like, speaking in German. He's just, like, speaking in German. I'm like, no spreche de Deutsch. And he goes, and he, like, tries to, like, talk slower. And I'm like, no spreche de Deutsch. Like, that's the only thing I know.
Yeah.
Which is, like, I don't speak German or Dutch. Yeah. Like, it's very rough.
Yeah.
And he just goes, stupid American. And then he just,
oh my God.
Yeah. And then he just walks off. So I'm like,
great.
All right. I guess I'm here. And then I can't sleep on the train because now I can't figure out where my exit is. So it said, like, some blah, blah, blah thing. And I don't understand it. So every time we stop, I have to ask somebody, like, is this so-and-so? Like, no. Next, is this so-and-so? No. So we finally get to that. I get out. I have all my bags with me. I have to walk.
How long have you been up for this point now?
I'm probably, 30 hours? Something like that? I don't even know. And then I have to walk from the station to the convention center. Then once I get to the convention center, I have to figure out how to get inside because the campus Gamescom is on is huge. Yeah. It's insane. It's like a couple airport hangars. Yeah, it's massive. Oh, and so, like, I'm at the wrong check-in. Nobody's speaking English. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get inside.
What time is it? Are you missing your
It was like 8:50. Like, it was about to start. And mind you, I'm still rolling my bag. I have my backpack, except problem was it wasn't a rolling bag. So I was carrying my bag. I finally get in. I finally find Battlefield. It's like in the back of this random place. Drop my stuff there. I'm like, I made it. And, like, no one cares. And he's like, oh, cool. You're at, like, station, blah, blah, blah. I missed breakfast, the whole debrief, everything. I have no idea.
Yeah.
So I have to just immediately go to my station. Drop all my stuff there. And then it's 7 hours of straight capture. No breaks, no food, no anything. And I got to tell you, Battlefield 1 ain't that fun. At least not for seven hours.
How did you manage to do that?
Yeah, jet lagged, no food.
Did you have to try and do content to like, or was it just game?
It was just gameplay capture.
Okay, so no, like, commentary.
Yeah, though. No. And I was out of it, man. But I was trying. And mind you, too, I'm at Gamescom, and it's all content creators. So the game lobby already is just sweats everywhere.
Yeah.
So that was terrible. But the one good thing that came out of it was Sean Anders was there, and I got to talk to him.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. And because I reintroduced myself.
You didn't tell him about your weird note.
No. But I did reintroduce myself. I was like, hey, you probably don't remember. Like, I met you back at PAX South, like, my channel then or whatever. And he's like, well, you seem to be doing well if you're here. And so we, like, talked a little bit. And that was really cool. The only good thing. Yeah. And then
made it worth it.
And then EA is just like, oh, yeah, cool. Here's your capture. You guys are good to go. Thanks for coming out. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So then the problem too is I have nowhere to stay.
Wait, they didn't give you a hotel?
Well, so, but the problem was I couldn't check into my hotel until a certain time because they had to rebook me. So I actually found the bungee booth there because they were showing off whatever expansion there, whatever fall expansion was coming up then. I don't remember. Might have been Rise of Iron or something. And so Deej was there and I was just like, oh, thank God, someone I know. And he's like, yo, well, he was like, who's your handler? Like, where is everybody? I was like,
I have no idea what I'm doing here.
Yeah, nothing. And so he's like, all right, well, you can like chill here for as long as you want. We got like food, refreshments. I was like, you are literally my savior. You're my angel. And so
I love you, Deej.
I stay there until closing. But then I'm like, I don't even know how to get to my hotel. So then I have to try and get my own taxi, which was a nightmare. Just thinking about it gives me anxiety. I get a taxi.
Was Uber not a thing at this time?
No. Like, not in, well, the problem was Uber was, but it was at the point where it wasn't in like European countries.
Oh, okay.
So I have to flag down a taxi, go in there, and then just, he's speaking German, and I'm just like, I just have the hotel name, and I'm just like, something hotel. And he keeps saying, I'm just like, something hotel. And he's just like,
stupid American.
And yeah, I can't believe that guy actually said that to me. But eventually we just get to the hotel. I drop everything in my room. I just go to sleep at like, at that point it's like 8 p.m. I wake up in the morning. My flight's at like 6 a.m. I go to the airport. I fly back another 8 hours, whatever. Worst time. Because originally I was supposed to arrive like a day early. I was going to have time, whole day to like explore the con, explore the city if I wanted to. There was like dinners, breakfast. I miss everything. I get the worst. It was just.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah,
like,
so there's
I don't
my...
even remember you like having... You probably told us about it, but I've completely forgotten about that. That's terrible.
Yeah, no, it was one of the worst days of my life. And then on top of that, I tried to call Claire when I was like at the airport and everything was going horribly. She's like, I can't talk. I'm like, like, I need someone to talk to. She's like, my best friend, her best friend had just broken up with her boyfriend.
Oh, I need to be there for
Bethany. So she's like, I'm here for this person. I'm like, oh. So I was like all alone. It was a miserable, miserable trip.
You could have called me.
It was a miserable trip. I should have.
Well, Blue, where's your favorite place that you travel overseas?
I haven't traveled overseas, boss.
Oh, well, there you go. Thank you for the Patreon questions. That will wrap up the Patreon questions. So where can people find you on the internet, Blue?
You can find me at Blue Weslo everywhere.
All right, you can find me at twitch.tv/RabbyV and RabbyV on Instagram and Twitter. Go ahead, Christian.
Find me Mr. Fruit on places.
That was hilarious.
You will not find me in Cologne, Germany, though.
I want somebody to make an animated series about Christian and his trip to Germany.
I can't even properly put it. It was just...
It had everything. The guy hates you for no reason. You're lost in a world. Someone calls you a stupid American in Europe. Yeah, that's a beautiful story.
I get so much anxiety just thinking about it.
Okay, now I have to pretend like I walk off because I do this in the...
See,
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.